give him a hand. That was. Yeah.
You know, to lead us into the holies of holies, as they would say in the old school, is a precious thing. And it's a place that we all need to not just live here when the keyboard is playing, but also in life, amen?
Yeah,
amen. Because if you understand who you are, then you understand that praise should not be stopped. But praise should not be dormant in your lips, because you have so many things to praise him about, amen? Actually, Satan wants you to keep your mouth closed and not to open your mouth unless, you know, you get in trouble or something like that, but praise should continually be in your mouth. And one of the things, if you understand your origins of who God is, you understand that that's where you come from. You are a byproduct of him, and you're his children. And today's message is called, Who Do You Think You Are? You know, it's funny because if you have an attitude problem, you can read that one way. And if you got a peaceful, you can read that another way. But the question is not about what someone said about you. It's about who you think you are. You know, I was at a restaurant the other day, and you know, I gave them my name. I was waiting for my order. It was taking a little bit of time, and the guy came out and said, "Okay, Michelle, your order's ready." And I'm looking like, okay. Michelle, go get your order, you know, because I'm ready to get my order. Because I was hungry as a hostage. And so he said, "Michelle, your order's ready." I'm like, I said, "Bro, you want me to go knock on the bathroom and see if Michelle's there?" He's like, "Michelle!" Go. I'm like, and then the owner came to the store. He said, "Let me see this." He said, "It don't say when Michelle, it says Wendell." He said, "Boy, put your glasses on." He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, "Oh." But it was just a simple illustration of the heart of something.
Yeah.
It's not what people call you, it's what you respond to.
Okay. Okay.
See, this is what I've been learning. Okay. And I got a guy at my job that I've been training, and he comes to me every day. "This person said this. I think they think I'm a stupid fool. They think we all stupid up there." I said, "Listen, why do you care so much about what people think about you?" See, it's really about what do you respond to that allows you to even worship.
Yeah.
I'm responding because I'm an heir of God.
Yeah.
I'm responding to, see, when the Bible says I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out, that's what I'm going to respond to. Yeah. Yeah. When the Bible says, "When do you got favor everywhere you go?" That's me.
Yeah.
When the Bible says, "It shall never run out, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life," that's me. Blessed man, yeah, that's me. But Satan don't want you to take ownership of this. Because if you say anything else, some people may even think I'm arrogant. When I know, I just don't even bother. I ignore it. Why? When somebody said, "Well, you might not get blessed," I don't even respond to it because it don't belong to me.
Yeah.
See, by the Bible says, Matthew 11:28, because there's some Christians that I've seen, you know, once you get into this faith walk, it's a hard road. It's a hard. He said, I had a pastor come to me and say, "I don't even want to get some people saved, because once they do, it's going to be the hardest thing in their life." I said, "Jesus, why don't people want to get saved then?" Matthew 11:28 says, "Are you tired, wore out, burnt out on religions? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life."
Man.
You know why? Because you'll be a respondent of the right thing instead of the wrong thing. I'll show you how to take a real rest. You see, you could be on the beach and your mind could be going 100 miles per hour.
Because
you worry about worry about what everybody thinks of you is a prison of itself.
Come on. That's terrible.
I can't get this job because what somebody think of me. I can't do this because what somebody think of me. And because of that, you have placed yourself in a box. Because the prison is you.
That's
good.
Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of what? Grace. I won't let anything heavy. It's a heavy walk. It's a heavy. It's gonna be. It's gonna be the most heaviest walk in the past. It's gonna be the most heaviest walk of your life. I won't lay anything or ill fitting on you. Keep company with who? With me. And you'll learn to live freely in life. And I said, Jesus, they say this and you say this. I said, who should I believe? He said, believe my report. Don't believe what man tell you about who I am. Believe what I tell you. I know what I can't say. When somebody come to me and tell me what I said about them. I said, did you hear it from me though? If you didn't hear it from me, why are you responding to me based off of what another man said? Come to me to see what I got to say. And this is how I treat Jesus too. I don't come to no man to hear what Jesus got to say about my life.
Yeah.
Your life is in his hands. Amen?
Amen. That's good.
But we've been seeing so many Christians have been seeing Lord in the wrong way. Well, you should see him as, that's my father. I'm his friend. And we still see him as, I got to serve to be his friend. I got to work. And one day I'm going to work so hard, God's going to one day let me into the heavenlies of heaven. It don't work like that, bro. You are his inheritance. Do you understand what that means? Inheritance. Do you have to work to get your inheritance?
No.
Guess what? You have to receive your inheritance.
Right.
you have to position yourself to receive it, but as it is, it's already laid out for you.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I've learned is this. He don't call us servants no more. He called us friends. He called us lovers. Come on, let me read. Some of y'all looking, huh? John 15. No longer do I call you what?
Servant.
I'm going to read it again, just in case y'all forget. No longer do I call you?
Servants.
One more time. No longer do I call you?
Servants.
I don't want to hear it no more.
Come on, bro.
For a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you what?
Friends.
For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to who? You. You did not choose me, but I chose you.
I choose you.
I found out. I know you didn't. God found you. Do you want to know why people want to make it so fleshy? Because they want to beat the chest at the end.
Yeah.
They want to do something that no other man has done. I stood the ground and I... No, no you haven't. You messed up. You lied. You cheated. You... Stop it! You're here because of his faithfulness, not because of your faithfulness.
Yeah.
That's who I'm responding to.
Thank you, Lord.
My Father, I have made known to you, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask in the Father's name, he may give it to you. Did he say, whatever you ask, because you did so much, I will give it to you.
Uh-oh.
He says, whatever you ask in whose name? The Jesus' name. And that's not just saying, okay, in Jesus' name, give me all the money in the bank. No, it's Jesus' will for your life. It's the best way when Kendrick preached that message about the chair and the big chair. Stay in that chair that's best for you.
Yeah.
Don't look at no other man's life and try to fit in that chair.
Yeah.
Fit in the chair that's yours. Yeah. There's so many people trying to put me in other chairs. And I know what God told me. I'm sitting right here. It's what's best for me. It's what's best for my life. It's what's best for the quality of life. Because you know what? I've seen people that have called themselves yes men. I've seen the people that they cut. I've seen the people that they had to deal with. And when they get to the top, you know what I see? I see a bunch of heart. You did it. Yeah, I'm the man. They be acting just like Russell Jenkins. Did me. I did it. Ain't nobody else did it but me. I said, well, listen, you did it, but you got hurt in your heart. When you do strongest. He knows how to do surgery where your hands don't got to get messy. He knows how to execute to the point where when it's finished, you go, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
He said, and guess what? The Lord made the rich and added no sorrow. I don't even got no pain no more. Y'all want to get rid of church hurt? Y'all want to get rid of all this other stuff in your heart? Give it to Jesus. And let him execute on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good. Good stuff.
Good church. I'm going to stay away from that right now. I'm going to wait. But just know that God will take care of something for you better than you can take care of. I tell you stories after stories after stories after stories. But just know this, y'all. You don't have to fight your battle. The battle is not yours to fight. Surrender and give it to Jesus and let him fight this battle. Amen. And your heart will come out unblemished, y'all. So many people try to fight their own battles. And then you are coming off as a servant instead of as a son. You're coming off as a, you know, I remember preaching a message a long time ago, over a decade ago, about being a son and a friend over a servant. And I remember a lady said, you've been a missionary, you a greeter, you a teacher, don't say that you're not a servant. I said, listen, it's not that I'm not a servant. I'm a son first.
Yes.
I'm a friend first.
Yes.
That so happens to serve.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Guess which one is going to serve hard?
Come on, man.
The one that owns the car or the one that rents the car? Have you ever took a rental car to the car wash?
No.
No, you don't care about it. Why? Because you know it's not your inheritance. It's not yours. But if something is yours, and you believe it's yours, you take care of that baby. You take care of it. Why? Because you know it's yours. See, Jesus didn't die for you. So you can just say, well, it was a good Sunday. Back to Monday. I got filled with these boneheads. No, take righteousness into Monday too. You ain't got to keep it here. You can keep it going. Amen. I know that's the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Keep that ownership, man. And I said, listen, man. If you think that anything that you do is going to break you into heaven, I said, you're going about it the wrong way. And that's why you're frustrated right now. It's like people, when they tell me, no, I ain't. Yes, you are. Listen to your attitude. Listen to your volume of voice. Listen to how you're coming off. It's upset because you know you can't do enough. James 2:10 says, for whoever shall keep the what? The whole law, and yet stumble in what? One point. He is guilty of all of it. Remember I say perfection is a myth? Listen, man, once you surrender to Jesus and you give it to him, he opens up a door, and the door of forgiveness will serve more than the door of temporary service. You are not temporary, my friend. You are eternal being. You will never be in a casket. Think about it. You will never be in a casket. Ever. See, you Satan wants you to think temporary. Because the nature of sin is temporary. The Bible says sin is a pleasure for what? A short moment. See, I'm thinking 5 years, 10 years down the road. A person that's thinking sin, survival, get out of survival. You're not surviving, you're thriving. Survival people can't think about tomorrow. They only think about how I feel right now. If I can't feel it right now, I don't even care about 5 years from now. I'm not even going to invest in 5 years from now. I don't even think about 5 years from now. I might die today. Listen, you ain't going to die today.
I receive it.
That's it. You know, I remember going to churches. I had to go to 45 different churches to preach as a missionary. And I remember every time I would get nervous, shaking. God, what you gonna say? What you gonna speak to them? And you know what the Lord said? He said, why are you nervous for, son? Call me son. Call me friend. He said, because I just want to, I said, God, I just want to serve you the best and I don't want to make a mistake. He says, I called you to do this. He says, own it. And I remember him saying that to me. And the next message I preached was one of the most powerful messages. It was off a page and something. And I remember leaving it. I said, oh my God. I said, I own it now. I own righteousness. I own grace. It belongs to me. I'm not going to make a mistake because I know a mistake. See, you're not owning it. You're borrowing it. Let me get enough faith. Okay, let me go. No. I don't live like that no more. I got it all the time. I could be at Family Dollars and speaking to somebody. I could be at 100 people and speaking to somebody. I have it. I possess. I can carry it anytime I feel like it. I am not a rental of boldness.
Let's go.
I am not a rental of righteousness. When you make a mistake, righteousness is not yours. I am not a rental of righteousness even when I make a mistake. Because his faithfulness is bigger than my mistake.
Come on, man.
He is faithful, y'all, to the end. Even when you make a mistake, he remains faithful. Not faithless. See, perfect work can't be done unless you know that he's an unconditional father that loves you no matter what. It can't be made perfect if you're trying to act perfect. It has to be perfect. You know, a lot of people come to me, yeah, God is so faithful, he's so unconditional. But why are you afraid to say you made a mistake? I'm going to read verse 12. 2 Timothy 10. Because y'all got heads a little bit. If we die with him, we also live with him. Verse 12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. That's like, if we don't go outside and get the sun, God ain't going to make the sun come to us, okay? It's still an aspect of, Lord, let it be your will. Mary could not allow it to happen until she said, Lord, let it be your will.
Yeah.
And at the end, this is what I want y'all to read. I'm going to read this 3 times. If we are faithless, he remains
faithful.
If we are faithless, he remains
faithful.
Have you been faithless? Mm. Does that stop your destiny?
Mm.
Think about that. Mm. Yes. That slapped the devil in the face.
Oh,
does that stop your destiny if you're faithless? No. I just don't believe. You know what? I've seen God will bring the people around you to help you believe.
Yes.
And pray with you.
Yeah.
You ain't always got to be the strongest. Come on, man. I know that's the truth.
That's the truth.
That is good.
So God, okay. I know who I am. I know I got Christ. And I know I got the same power to raise him from death. Now what's stopping me? A prayer heart. Just being honest with God. You see, this is what separates pride and humbleness. Is what are you truly surrendering to? The prodigal, the thief at the cross. One of them say, hey, I know I messed up. He was honest with God. God said, today you will be with me in paradise. What happened? The anointing released on his life. The lady at the well. Jesus said, go get your husband. I ain't got no husband. He said, yeah, the 12 men you sleeping with now, ain't you? And he just broke it all down to her. But guess what happened after that? She became an evangelist.
Wow.
And last, the prodigal son, he had to be honest with himself. You know what he said? He said, man, it's better to be at my father's house than be out here with these pigs. I'm going back home.
Yes.
And when he went back home, what happened? The ring came back on his finger. They cut the fatty lamb for him. The power of God released for his life. People want the release, but they don't want to admit that they're wrong.
Come on, man.
Blessed are the pure heart, for they want to just see God more. I say, okay, confront that you, you know, have a lazy, but I ain't lazy, but I want to see God more. it was a man that the reason why I wanted to fight because I was too heavy going to the ring. Stop it! Stop it with the excuses! This ain't, you know what? You're not getting from the ocean. You're getting from the people that you serve. Yeah. And when the people that you serve don't get back to you,
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's going to be a discrepancy. Yeah. It's going to be some furniture moving. You don't appreciate me. No, I didn't do it for you. I did it for God.
Yes.
That's the difference maker. If you're giving anything and you're doing it outside of God, you're going to have a crook in your heart, man.
And the neck, too.
And the neck, the back. Your whole complex will be off. The story is hurt. Yeah. I gave this person. Ain't nobody gave back. No, listen, man. If you give, give because God placed it in your heart.
Yeah.
And this also goes for the nice people, too. You know, I was that nice guy. You know, I would like a pat on the back. Mm-hmm. You know? And it may not come back. But you always have to remind yourself, I did it for you, Lord.
Yeah.
Because you've been faithful when I was faithless.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Deuteronomy, I'm going to end with this, man. Because Deuteronomy 6:4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, all your strength.
Amen.
See, you know I love Keisha. You know I love my parents. You know I love GFO. But I place God's love above all those. And see, when flesh people get it wrong, they're like, you love God more than you love Keisha? Yes, I do. But let me show you something. Let me show you the science behind this. If I love anybody more than I love God, I need perfection from you. And you can't give it to me. I can't give it to her. I know you heard Elder Bond and No, they can't. You let these songs minister to you. I said, and I was listening this week, I said, man, they worshiping the woman. They're worshiping the man.
Let's go. Against your brother. Yeah.
Because why? I love you way more than your brother hates you. When your brother gone and passed away, I'm still going to be hugging you. That's why you link up with me. That's why you connect with Jesus. Because something I've learned, that even when somebody bail out on you, he's still there for you. So you're, you know, at our graduations, where I'm a dean at, we sing this song. We stand up on our feet and sing this song Doc Scarborough wrote. And it's called Loyalty to Royalty. And we wear all purple. That represents royalty. We're loyal to him, not them. Now, this is the thing about it. When we were loyal to him and not them, then I'll love my life, my wife, with an everlasting love that won't stop. When you love him first, over your job, over that woman, over that man, over that spouse, over that career, over that person, place, thing, or ideal, you will have an everlasting vow that won't shut dry.
Amen.
Carnal people say, man, you love God more than you love your wife. Yes, why? Because the sweet science is this. God will never leave me nor forsake me. And because I'm feeling on that love, because I'm receiving that love, I can always get it out. Even when a person stops, I'm able to keep giving it.
Come on, man.
Amen.
I will always love her better than the Whitney Houston song. I will always love you. Why? Because I can't stop, because he won't stop loving me. Okay, I lied. This is my last one. Psalm 103, 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That is, and all that is within me, bless his what? Holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Forget not, man. Especially in this world, we become so much of a prisoner of the moment.
Yes.
Only thing I feel is what I feel right now. No! Remember what God did for you? Don't get spiritual amnesia. God's been loving you. Okay, I know that person did, but forget not his benefits.
That's the truth gospel.
His benefits won't stop. His benefits won't quit. I've seen people come in this door and talk about, man, God restored my job. And then next thing you know, they gone. I said, did you forget who gave it to you? God just gave me the most best rest. Do you forget who gave it to you? God just gave you this. God just gave you that. Yes, but what God gives you, you need him to maintain. God is not a fix. He's a lifestyle.
Come on.
It's not a fix, y'all.
Yeah.
And because we think it's a fix, we get our fix and then we run sometimes. Not you all. But I'm preaching to the choir here, man.
Yeah.
But I'm showing you the way Satan is in his ways. He's a temporary. He don't think about long lastingness. He don't think about eternal. Why? Because he knows he's going to expire one day. Yep. You're not.
Yep.
He hates that you're going to live forever.
Yep.
He hates when you have peace. He hates when you know that boldness is yours. Every person in the Bible, from Joseph to King David, before he was David, they got hated on. From the first murder in the Bible, hated on his brother. Why? Because he hates peace. He hates love. He don't believe in it. They hated Jesus, right?
Right.
What did they do to him? The man was just healing people, restoring families, being a blessing, and they killed him.
Man.
Think about that, y'all. That means that just because he went to the cross is not his identity from the world. It's not what, you know, even in the, and I love to watch that movie, The Passion, because they were spitting on him, they were saying this, but somebody had said, and it's in the Bible too, who you think you are? He smiled. I am the Messiah, blah, blah, blah. And they, oh no, I can't believe he said, but he had to respond. Because he got to let you know who he is. See, some of y'all hide in y'all life. Y'all got a song in you, and you hide. I don't want that devil to know I got this. We're going to make a pact, devil. I don't mess with you, you don't mess with me. Oh, I know it's right. Tell your testimony, baby. Sing your song, baby. Don't be scared of the devil. He has no authority over your life. You gotta be so quiet. We don't want to disturb the Holy Spirit. Man, the Holy Spirit is so brittle. He's great. Oh, he broke. Oh, we stepped on the crack and we broke the devil. No. The Holy Spirit is strong and mighty. Yeah. Nothing is stronger than love.
That's a fact.
Nothing is stronger than the love of God. Love will win at the end. It may take some time. That's why I call it long suffering. But at the end, it will stand strong. If you wait upon the Lord, He will renew your strength. Amen. I want to end, but I don't want to end, but I want to end, and I don't want to end.
Ain't what you got to say.
Hallelujah. But if you get anything out of this, y'all, just know that you can always come to God and you can surrender to Him. And you can let Him know anything that's on your heart. Amen?
Amen.
You can tell Him in your secret time and He will show you a way. And He will show you a way because He is the way. He loves you. And He just wants agreement from you. Even when you don't know what the answer is going to be, He just wants you to say yes and amen. Amen?
Amen.
He want to wash that feet, man. He want to wash the fungus. He want to be one with you. That's what unconditional love is about, man. Unconditional love is not about you keeping secrets. It's about you releasing secrets to your Father so your Father can help you. He's waiting for you to tell Him what has hurt you so you can be healed. I've never had a person come to counseling and they say the darkest thing in their life and they didn't become healed. Think about it. I've never seen it. What happens is once the Satan is revealed, then God starts to reveal who you really are based off of what the world did to you and based off of who you really are. What man do to you? Well, think about it. What man did to Joseph? They threw him in a pit. 30 years. And the Bible says Joseph looked at God and had favor with Him. That means your outside circumstance do not determine the favor that's inside of you, your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not as what they did to me, so am I. I'm not the prisoner of anybody's idea of how women look like. I only go to Jesus and say, how do I look like to you, Jesus? It can't be your wife, God. It can't be your mama, God, your daddy, God. You got to go back to the origins of this and find out who you really are. The spiritual origins reveal who he is. I know he came from Mary's mother womb, but then he got to go back to the origins and preach from the Father of above that sent him here.
Yeah.
You are not from this place, y'all. You are sent from royalty to this place.
Let's go.
Don't interfere with a small, minute thing that's trying to give you definition here. This world can't define who you are. They don't even know who they are. You belong to royalty. when peace, when I hear peace, yeah, that's me. When I hear confusion, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't respond to confusion. But if you want peace, I got something for you. Two people falling off a building. Who do you help? You got one scraping the kid on to find out who God is. And then you got one, when you grab it on, they trying to pull you off. Let that one go. Are the people in your life wanting peace? You know, I've fallen out with people that wanted me to put them above God. I'm not going to hurt nobody for you. I'm loyalty to him. You loyalty to your selfishness. I'm loyalty to God. And that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why GFO is going to last before I'm gone. Why? Because this came from him, not me. This is not a selfish thing. If you want to get rid of the hurt, stop thinking selfish. It's not about you. Sometimes you don't come to the church just to get a good word. You may have to come to church to encourage somebody.
That's good.
I'm not preaching selfishness, y'all. Selfishness does not release the love back. If he can get it through you, he can give it to you. I play this like hot potato. Soon as he give me encouragement, I'm waiting to encourage somebody else. Soon as he give me love, I'm ready to get it. Why? Because soon as I empty my cup, guess what happens? He fills it right back up again. I keep on empty. And you know what he shows me? It never once dry. See the secret? He wants you to be a hoarder. Because he wants you to be stirred and give you energy. I gotta protect my energy this morning. You know that hard week I had? No, listen, man. You still gonna be tired. It's a trick. I know it's a... I never went to a gym after I got tired off a day and go to the gym and go, man, I hated that I made that decision. When I leave, I got more energy. He's a more than enough guy, y'all. Stop hoarding your energy and look to see what I can give it to. Yeah. What can I invest in? If you want a friend, you have to show yourself what? Friendly.
Friendly.
So why don't I do it? Because we scared of rejection. What happened if they say no? Does that mean that God don't exist in your life? I still remember to this day knocking on my friends, taunting me. You ain't gonna get no grass cut in this neighborhood. Ain't nobody gonna. I had to knock on 10 doors just so I could get one customer. I ended up getting 9 customers. That means you see how many doors I got knocked on? That's how life is. This is not about being perfect, y'all. The Bible says, if you knock, the door will be what? Open. Some of y'all ain't knocking no more. Somebody hurts your heart and you put that thumb away. Somebody hurts you and you say, I ain't gonna knock no more. Ain't nobody appreciate me. Keep knocking. It's not about you. It's about them loving you. It's about them showing you that I know you seem like you by yourself, but you're not. I see the pain that you're going through. I'm gonna love you no matter what. I'm gonna embrace you no matter what. I got you. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For getting me. Even when they fired me.
Even when they
didn't love me.
Even when
the parents didn't like me.
Even when
things didn't go your way. You still loved me. You still embrace me. And for that, I say thank you, Father. I love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.